This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. La, 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 la. It is, it's Friday. I don't know if you guys have noticed, but it's Friday. One of the last Fridays where it's going to be light at 6 o'clock in the morning. I mean, it's not broad daylight or anything, but still, you know, it's better than pitch black. By the middle of winter, you know, it's pitch black at 8 still. We're going to jump into the trash here. It's brought to you by Big Brother. That's right. Nicole's at it again. Yes, the show is still happening next Wednesday. Make sure you tune in. And at 7 o'clock, I have a little bit of an update as to what's going on, because there's been some stuff happening with Big Brother, and you know, we're just trying to keep on top of it for you with the crack.
So you finally have some news.
I do. I have some, some concrete news about it. The news is basically that there's no news, but it is concrete. No, it's you'll like it. I think it's actually kind of a good way to do it, what they're doing. So I'll tell you all about that at 7 o'clock. Thank you for sponsoring the Celebrity Trash, Big Brother. Herman Cain passed away today, and we all talked. We found
today?
This out sort of yesterday morning. Sorry, we're talking about it today. You and I talked about it yesterday at the very tail end. I think it was after the show ended. We read that he had passed. He died of COVID, a month long battle with COVID-19. It's absolutely tragic. He basically, 1 week before he was diagnosed, which I think was maybe the very end of June, 1 week before that, he'd been at that big Trump rally where everyone watching on TV went, you guys, masks, social distance. That's where he caught it. Well, that's what I say, because that's where he was a week before. He is best known for his, for the Republican presidential nomination campaign in 2011. So, and I was thinking that it was just a few years ago, but no, it was, I don't know if he tried in 2016, but he was definitely trying in 2011. And he's the guy, he's the shuck-a-ducky guy, if you might recall.
I really don't recall that. You mentioned that yesterday, and I don't remember hearing
that. He's just like a bit of a kook, really, you know? He was the CEO of Godfather's Pizza in the 80s and 90s. So he's a successful businessman.
Okay.
And he, you know, he was out there doing his thing, but he would always say crazy things. And I remember, I think it was John Oliver sat down with him for an interview, and he just had some kind of outlandish thoughts about things. I can't remember anything specific, but shucky ducky, I'll never forget.
On a shucky ducky kind of day, here to support an shucky ducky kind of candidate.
So it sort of flew out of his mouth one time at a campaign rally. Like, as everyone's cheering for him, he's like, I'm going to make this place great again. You know, whatever his slogan was, I don't know. And he yelled, shucky ducky. And that then
so
became
it's
like
just
his
it, the way he's
tagline.
Using it, I've used, or me and my friends have used huckabuck or random words that don't mean anything, but you use them in all places. Therefore, they
yeah,
mean
it's
everything.
Like an exclamation of
right.
of you know, oh, what a day, shucky ducky. So he has passed. He was diagnosed with COVID-19 on June 29th, 1 week after he attended President Trump's rally in Tulsa. That was the extremely controversial, gigantic gathering famous for its disregard for public health safety measures. Mom, don't text me. The rally was held in an indoor arena, barely a mask in sight, no social distancing. 3 weeks after the rally, Oklahoma reported record high COVID-19 numbers. And so naturally, I'm not the only one saying, looks like that might be where he got it. A post on his website from July 2nd, just a few days into his infection, says, "We honestly have no idea where he contracted it. He did a lot of traveling the past week. There's no way to trace this to the one specific contact that caused him to be infected. We'll never know." He had been healthy in recent years, but he overcame colon and liver cancer in the mid-2000s. So he was in a high-risk group. So knowing he was high-risk, he's traveling all over the place, totally disregarding this and not wearing a mask. And I'm certainly not saying that he deserved to die of COVID. But, you know, we've got health experts who've been telling us from the beginning, if your immune system is compromised, you don't want this. Yesterday, Trump called Herman a wonderful, very special man, and added that he said, "Unfortunately, he passed away from a thing called the China virus." You're the only one calling it that, Mr. President. So Herman Cain, rest in peace. Thanks for Shucky Ducky. 74 years old. Bryan Cranston from Breaking Bad. He also tested positive a little while ago for coronavirus. He survived it. He's on the other side of it. And now he is donating plasma. He released a video on social media announcing that he didn't put a date on it. He said, "I was diagnosed a little while ago." He said he was very, very lucky, had very mild symptoms. And the point of the video was to highlight the importance of donating plasma to help others. He shows footage of himself at the UCLA Blood and Platelet Center. In the caption, he said, "You're probably feeling a little tied down, restricting your mobility, and like me, you're tired of this. Well, I just want to encourage you to have a little more patience. I was pretty strict in adhering to the protocols, and still, I contracted the virus. Yep. I urge you to keep wearing the damn mask, keep washing your hands, and stay socially distant. We can prevail, but only if we follow the rules together." So there's a video. If you don't want to see someone getting their blood drawn, it's not for you. I mean, some people don't like needles. It's not. There's nothing gory happening there. But I guess that I think also the Hanks, Tom Hanks and Rita Wilson, is that her last name?
Yep.
They are also plasma donors because, you know, they're hopeful that their antibodies could help someone who was really sick. That's a thing that some people are doing. So if you have survived it, maybe consider checking in and seeing if they need your plasma. The MTV Video Music Awards were the nominees were announced. The big nominees are Ariana Grande and Lady Gaga. They each had 9. Billie Eilish and The Weeknd are next with 6 apiece. So this is less about the song, more about the video. Is that, you know, that's what it seems like. Video of the Year nominees are Everything I Wanted by Billie Eilish. And actually, I think we're going to play that new song. Did you find that song, Nikki? All right. So we've got her new song called My Future, and that's coming up right after this, after we play the commercials. We'll play that Billie Eilish song. The Eminem Juice WRLD collaboration, Godzilla. That's the one where that's the rapid fire. You can't even believe how fast this guy can rap. Life is Good by Future and Drake. Rain on Me by Lady Gaga and Ariana Grande. The Man by Taylor Swift. I love that tune. And Blinding Lights by The Weeknd. I think we've all heard enough of that one.
This is MTV that you just mentioned is doing these awards? So do they play these videos that they're awarding like on the overnights, or when do they play them?
You got me. And I tell you something, I haven't tuned into MTV in 10 years. Not for any reason. I watch all my videos on YouTube and Vevo. That's where Bryn plays it for me in the morning.
Right.
And also those things I never do. I don't go. I don't watch videos except on TikTok, I guess. So, are they doing that? Maybe they have. Remember when MTV was all video all yes. videos. Then it became all these like little segments. Then it became like TV shows and reality shows and game shows. And then they had to start M2, which was where they were actually playing videos. And then VH1 was doing like sort of more adult videos. And then they too became just a place for shows. People want shows, apparently. They don't want to sit and watch videos. Right. So I don't know. I'm going to just assume that MTV trolled the internet and watched people's videos. And went, oh, that's pretty good. That's a good one. Okay. I'm nominating that
Well,
one.
Look, they get to put together a show where celebrities show up, which is probably their highest ratings of the year. So
I would
and
assume
Although
so.
No one's going to get to show up to this thing, so.
Nope. Hmm. Right. In the VMAs, I don't know if they're a big enough deal for people to get upset over snubs, but there are people who are bitching because Harry Styles, Dua Lipa, and Selena Gomez didn't get any love in the major categories.
Oh, well, Dua Lipa, come on.
Yeah, that's good. She's good. That video, too, she knows how to dance. I'll tell you that right now. Hot chick. Mm-hmm. Let's just do on that while I sip my coffee. The vote, this is up to you, by the way. Vote now. Kids at vma.mtv.com. The ceremony is going to happen Sunday, August 30th at the Barclays Center in New York City. Okay. I don't know exactly what that's going to look like. I'm going to guess there's not going to be any. They could do it in the back office because there's not going to be any kind of an audience. They're saying limited or no audience. There'll be performances from iconic locations across the five boroughs to celebrate New York City. Here's a couple of the categories. So I told you video of the year, artist of the year, DaBaby, Justin Bieber, Lady Gaga, Megan Thee Stallion, Post Malone and The Weeknd. And then they added a new category. It's called Best Video for Good, which is a new category recognizing positive messaging. So that's nice. Positive reinforcement of good, of solid messages. Anderson .Paak's Lockdown is nominated. Billie Eilish, All the Good Girls Go to Hell.
Oh, I love that song.
Yeah.
I haven't heard that. Okay.
Play a little bit of that. Demi Lovato's I Love Me. H-E-R. I Can't Breathe. That's her song has been nominated. Lil Baby, The Bigger Picture. And Taylor Swift, The Man. Videos for Good.
I really liked meeting her.
She was great. Yeah. She was great. Are we going to hear the Billie Eilish?
Yeah, let's jump in right now. Hold on, let me maybe.
Life so far is lonely. Standing there, killing time. Can't commit to anything but a crime. Leaders on vacation.
Here, I'll jump to the chorus, all right?
Okay.
Ignore, yeah. Don't say I didn't warn you. All the good girls go to hell. Cause even God herself has enemies. And once the water starts to rise, and heaven's out of sight,
all right.
She'll want the devil on her team.
I don't dislike it, but I'm not pushing play on that.
Yeah, no, it's that whole record is... It's great. It's like a movie. I do. Well, I don't love it the way Bryn does. Like, I've listened to it, you know, a bunch of times. But Bryn, when that first came out, that's all you were listening to, huh?
I think I've probably listened to that album about 1,000 times.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
It's great.
Well, yeah, it's a workout thing, you know, or just, you know, passing time. You know, when I was in Vietnam, I was just having that on repeat just because I was on a tour bus for so long. Hours and hours.
And it's only like,
when was that?
When was I in Vietnam?
That feels like 100 years ago.
October. Yeah, so it wasn't even that long ago. It was like 8 months ago.
So we're creeping up on a year, though. All right.
Damn, this sort of weird, like, interim period where we're all at our homes. It feels like we've stepped out of real life.
Mm-hmm. Well, of course it does. Absolutely it does.
I mean, just like time is going really weird. Like we're 20 weeks into this.
I know. This morning when I got up and I came downstairs and I'm in my wife's home office and I end up on the floor because I have to pull this. And I just lay back and I'm looking at the ceiling and I feel like I'm in a movie. Like, this is my prep for my morning show, my major market morning radio show. And I find myself staring at the ceiling and going, what the hell?
Is this real life?
Is this real life is exactly right. Like, what is happening here?
Mm.
Nothing.
If only I
That's
knew.
That's what's happening here.
You can find the full list of all the MTV VMA nominees, including the professional categories. Like, I don't know, maybe you're into best choreography. That's there. Best editing. That's all at the VMA website. And I think that's where you vote. It's vma.mtv.com. So you can see, you know, it's a giant long list of nominees. And then I just liked this story because, you know, we've talked a few times about, like, this is the perfect time to take up a new hobby. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't exactly a new hobby for Seth Rogen, because I guess that in the spring of 2019, so say a little over a year ago, he joined a pottery studio. Because, I don't know, he likes the movie Ghost. I'm not sure why. He wanted to use a potter's wheel, and he wanted to make things out of clay and glaze them and fire them, and, you know, it's nice. It's a good little hobby. And
sure, use your hands for something.
And listen, doing pottery stoned must be super fun. Like, there you are with your muddy little wet hands, and you're just, the thing's going around and around. You're like, oh, this is beautiful. Oh, I'm making a, look, I'm shaping it. And I can totally see this. I would love to have a
potter's
wheel.
I did that in high school, but we didn't have the wheel. We used to make, but I did have an art class where we made pottery.
Yeah.
And you'd fire it, you know, you put it in the kiln, or is it a kiln?
Yeah, it is a kiln.
Yeah.
We had to sign up for the potter's wheel. We had, I think there were like three potter's wheels, and they were in this one room that had an actual drain in it. And you, because they would just, you know, you'd have to wash the thing down, but you had to sign up for time on it. Otherwise, you just had to sort of finger shape all your stuff. So I only got to use the potter's wheel a couple times, but, you know, sounds like he's into it. They call him an extremely proficient potter. He's an artist.
Good for him.
So it has driven him to a life of crime. I guess he was on Fallon's show. And he says, in March, Los Angeles residents were given the stay-at-home orders by both the governor and the mayor. We are all very well acquainted with this situation. Non-essential businesses like art supply shops and studios were closed. He said, I literally had to buy illegal clay. I literally made an illegal clay deal from the back door of a pottery studio. This might be the most apocalyptic thing that has happened to me, illegally purchasing clay from the back of a pottery studio. That's my Seth Rogen impression, everyone. Thank you. He's got a new film coming out, so he was on. Oh, there we go. This is the pottery scene in Ghost. It's wonderful. He's got a Seth Rogen was on Fallon promoting his new film, An American Pickle, which will be out on HBO Max on August 6th. So it's skipping any kind of a release. But there you go. The great lengths that an artist will go to get their clay stash.
That dude is a phenom, you know, considering the fact that he's so vocal about his pot use and more, you'd think it would affect his ability to work.
You would.
And yet,
yep.
He's someone who, he writes, he acts, he's in,
a lot of his work is pot themed, so we got to put that out there.
But again,
speaks
we go
from
back
experience.
We go back to the people who can do that stuff and advertise it, but also still work and get things done, accomplish things daily instead of having their drive completely eliminated.
I know. He's the stoner who gets up off his couch. He wins.
Mm-hmm. Right.
If only other stoners could get up off their couches, maybe they'd win too. All right, Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
We're going to have a party. We're going to talk parties right after these.
All right.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.